Chapter 36. Yasin. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. Yasin. By the Quran, full of wisdom. Truly you, O Muhammad, are one of the messengers, on a straight path. This is a revelation sent down by the Almighty, the Most Merciful, in order that you may warn a people whose forefathers were not warned, and they are heedless. Indeed, the word of punishment has proved true against most of them, but they will not believe. Surely we have placed around their necks iron collars reaching to their chins, so that their heads are forced up. And we have put a barrier before them, and a barrier behind them, and we have covered them up so that they cannot see. It is the same to them whether you warn them or you do not warn them. They will not believe. You can only warn him who follows the reminder of the Quran and fears the Most Gracious Allah unseen. Bear to such a one the glad tidings of forgiveness and a generous reward in paradise. Surely we give life to the dead, and we record that which they send before them, and their traces and footsteps, and all the good and evil that they did, and that which they leave behind them, and all things we have recorded with numbers in a clear book. And put forward to them a parable, the story of the dwellers of the town when messengers came to them. When we sent two messengers to them, they denied them both. So we reinforced them with a third, and they said, "Surely we have been sent to you as messengers." They, the people of the town, said, "You are only human beings like ourselves, and the Most Gracious Allah has revealed nothing. You are only telling lies." The messengers said, "Our Lord knows that we have been sent as messengers to you, and our duty is only to convey the message plainly." The people said, "We see an evil omen in you. If you do not cease, we will surely stone you, and a painful torment will come to you from us." The messengers said, "Your evil omens be with you. Do you call it an evil omen because you are warned? No, but you are a people transgressing all bounds by committing all kinds of great sins and disobeying Allah." And there came running from the farthest part of the town a man, saying, "O my people, obey the messengers. Obey those who ask no reward of you for themselves and who are rightly guided. And why should I not worship him who has created me and to whom you shall be returned? Shall I take besides him other gods? If Allah the Most Gracious intends me any harm, their intercession will be of no use for me whatsoever, nor can they save me. Then surely I would be in plain error. Surely I have believed in your Lord, so listen to me." It was said to him when the disbelievers killed him, "Enter paradise." He said, "Would that my people knew that my Lord Allah has forgiven me and made me one of the honored ones. And we did not send against his people after him a host from heaven, nor do we send such things. It was but one cry, and behold, they were all silent. Alas for mankind! Never came a messenger to them, but they would mock him. Do they not see how many generations we have destroyed before them? Surely they will not return, and surely all, every one of them, will be brought before us. And a sign for them is the dead land. We gave it life, and we brought forth from it grains, and they eat from them. And we have made their gardens of date palms and grapes, and we have caused springs of water to gush forth, so that they may eat of the fruit there, and their hands did not make it. Will they not then give thanks? Glory be to him who has created all the pairs of that which the earth produces, as well as of their own kind, male and female, and that of which they do not know. And a sign for them is the night. We withdraw from them the day, and behold, they are in darkness. And the sun runs on a fixed course for an appointed term. That is the decree of the Almighty, the All-Knowing. And the moon. We have measured for it mansions to traverse, till it returns like the old, dried, curved date stalk. It is not for the sun to overtake the moon, nor does the night outstrip the day. They all float, each in an orbit. And a sign for them is that we carried their ancestors in the laden ship, and we have created for them the same on which they ride. And if we willed, we could drown them, and there would be no helper for them to hear their cry, nor would they be saved, unless it be a mercy from us, and we let them enjoy for a while. And when it is said to them, Beware of that which is behind you of worldly torment, and that which is before you of torment in the hereafter, in order that you may receive mercy. And never came a sign from among the proofs, signs, and revelations of their Lord to them, but they turned away from it. And when it is said to them, Spend of that with which Allah has provided for you, those who disbelieve say to those who believe, Shall we feed those whom, if Allah willed, he would have fed himself? You are only in a plain error. And they say, When will this promise of the resurrection be fulfilled, if you are truthful? They await only but a single cry, which will seize them while they are disputing. Then they will not be able to make a bequest, nor will they return to their family. And the trumpet will be blown, and behold, they will rise from their graves and come out rushing to their Lord. They will say, Woe to us! Who has raised us up from our place of sleep? It will be said to them, This is what the Most Gracious Allah promised, and the messengers spoke the truth. It will be but a single cry, and behold, they will all be brought up before us. On this day, no one will be wronged in anything, nor will you be recompensed for anything except that which you used to do. Surely the dwellers of paradise on that day will be busy in joyful things. They and their wives will be in a pleasant shade, reclining on thrones. They will have fruits there of all kinds, and all that they ask for. It will be said to them, Peace be upon you, a word from the Lord Allah, the Most Merciful. It will be said, And you, O criminals, polytheists, sinners, and disbelievers, separate yourselves this day from the believers. Did I not ordain for you, O children of Adam, that you should not worship Satan? Surely he is a plain enemy to you. And that you should worship me alone, and set up no rivals with me, that is the straight path. And indeed, Satan led astray a great multitude of you. Did you not then understand? This is the hell of which you were promised. Burn there this day, for you used to disbelieve. This day we shall seal up their mouths, and their hands will speak to us, and their legs will bear witness to what they used to earn. And if it had been our will, we would surely have wiped out their eyes, so that they would struggle for the path. How then would they see? And if it had been our will, we could have transformed them into animals or lifeless objects in their places. Then they would have been unable to go forward, nor could they have turned back. And he whom we grant long life, we reverse him in creation and give him weakness after strength. Will they not then understand? And we have not taught Muhammad poetry, nor is it fitting for him. This is only a reminder and a plain Quran, that he may give warning to him who is living, and that the word may be justified against the disbelievers, as they rejected the warnings. Do they not see that we have created for them out of what our hands have created, the cattle, so that they are their owners? And we have subdued them for them, so that some of them they ride and some they eat? And they have other benefits from them besides, and they get milk to drink. Will they not then be grateful? And they have taken besides Allah other gods, hoping that they might be helped. They cannot help them, but they will be brought forward as a group against those who worship them at the time of reckoning. So do not let their speech grieve you, O Muhammad. Surely we know what they conceal and what they reveal. Does not man see that we have created him from a tiny drop? Yet behold, he stands forth as an open opponent. And he puts forth a question to us, and forgets his own creation. He says, Who will give life to these bones when they have rotted away and have become dust? Say, O Muhammad, He will give life to them, He who created them the first time around, and He is the All-Knower of all creation. He who produces for you fire out of the green tree, and behold, you kindle with it. Is not he who created the heavens and the earth able to create the like of them? Yes, indeed. He is the all-knowing supreme creator. Surely his command when he intends a thing is only that he says, Be, and it is. So glorified is he, and exalted above all that they associate with him, and in whose hands is the dominion of all things. And to him you shall be returned.